Hi there. Pretty good. I'm waiting for some friends who are just about to finish. They're running all the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'll probably see them. This is the last 50 meters. Actually, no, they're not for the racers. What the guy does is he watches the cars and he leaves the bottles there. And if you make a donation, you can take a bottle.
I don't know if I want to have them. I'll have to see what I have in my box.
Well,
I mean, I have money, but I just don't have any coin. I didn't carry it on the trail.
Well, like, because I was going to park here for a while, here's the man. This guy, he did the hike. These guys did the hike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and thank you.
Well, this is our 54 nights. Yeah.
They're asking me about the water. We're up to 6 hours now.
6 hours. Man.
6 hours since they started. They started just around 8 o'clock. And I didn't see them start because I was on the trail waiting to catch them as they came by. But I think they started at 8, maybe a little bit before. If they're running if they're running at record pace, they should be in very soon.
That's quite a pace. 47 kilometers in 6 hours.
Probably about 5 miles an hour.
Well, that's
5.6 is a 30.
That's what I had it figured out to, and I thought, man, that's really moving along.
Well, they could run about 12 kilometers an hour when it's flat, but there's not much that's flat.
No.
There's just that one section from Chin Beach.
Yeah.
That's so nice for the runners.
Yeah.
But the hikers probably don't like that section because it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
But those guys, they would carry huge packs. These three. And a dog. Yeah. They're probably more of the normal kind of trail user.
Yeah.
The 3 or 4 day hiker.
I'd be interested to see your friends when they finish and see what kind of shape they're in.
I would be very interested to see what kind of shape they're in. But nobody coming out of the trails now would know what was going on. But you know, I told you that a girl came from this end?
Yeah.
These hikers saw her going that way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So anybody at the other end, they would have reports of seeing these four guys running. So she did that in about an hour then. That's pretty good. Quicker than an hour. Yeah, she's done this kind of stuff before, but I wasn't too happy about her doing it on her own. But she said, if the worst comes to the worst, I just turn around and come back because I know you're waiting at this end.
Well, there's enough people on the trail.
Yeah, so she's not going to be unseen.
Oh,
that's nice.
Here.
Hey, cheers for the ride. What did the guy say about the water bottles? Did you find some cash or what?
I found some money.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did he get to the van? Did someone give him a lift to the van? Or
yeah. There's two people that went by us when we were talking to you.
Yeah.
Got up here and now studying.
Well, that was good, eh, Rod?
That was really nice.
Driving again. Do you remember how to drive still? Yeah, well, you'll have to go into town for that. Unless you got a cooler. Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, he's a good hiking dog.
That's good.
You know, he didn't cause any trouble.
Did he have his own pack as well now?
Well, he did.
For a while.
You know what? He just hated it.
Yeah.
And he kept on brushing against trees and stuff, and he was just trying to get it off. He ends up ripping half of it off, so it would have been unbalanced. So I had to carry all this stuff. He had all this food in it, in his dish.
Yeah.
Eventually, he was successful. He's very smart.
He got it off his back.
Get off my back, man.
Yeah. Nice work. You're about 50 yards from the end. Six and a bit, eh?
Six and seven.
Yeah, I started my watch, I think, before you guys started. Do you need anything from the car? You must be bagged.
I'm bagged. I bonked pretty hard in the middle.
Yeah?
But then I, like, it took me like an hour to recover. Like, he's here, right?
Not Sean Nelson.
Oh, Sean Nelson, 528.
528. Oh, wow. I thought I saw you again.
Hello.
I was sitting in the car and I saw you go by. I thought, oh, yeah, I saw it this morning, first thing.
Are you one of the, is that one of the runners?
Yeah. 607, just finished. Pretty amazing. And how about the, your pals? How are they?
They're, I don't know. We
you lost track with them?
Quite a while ago.
Sheesh. How did the water thing go?
Good.
You managed to get some of those sterilizing pills in the water?
Yeah, the water was fine. I could use one more gel.
Ah.
That's why I bonked in the middle. I like
I don't have any gels.
Like, absolute suck. Like, just like, oh, it's bad. And then I started feeling better, but it's like a full like hour and a half of like horribleness. It was actually fun. Like, after I got through that, I was like, yeah, this is pretty fun.
You survived. Yeah. It's like one of those near-death experiences.
Get you closer to God.
Yeah.
So you went in 8 and came back 8 kilometers, Sean mentioned, because you're running a half marathon tomorrow?
No. I didn't do anything other than just every time I got bored or tired or cold, I just went for a little run around the trails here.
Cool.
I didn't want to get tired for tomorrow. I want to be nice and... and rested. I don't rest enough. I tend to run 7 days a week, so I don't get a lot of recovery time. Well, I hope your friends aren't too far behind. Do you want to put some dry clothes on? Do you have anything in the back?
I have clothes.
Do you want me to bring the car over there? He refilled it. Did you just finish? Did I miss you? Did I miss your finish?
Yeah, aww. I came in 6:10. 24 minutes ago.
24 minutes ago? I thought he was first.
No. I came in like 5:42.
You did?
Yeah.
How come I missed him?
I ended up coming up that other side. I forgot to turn up the service road.
Oh, you ended up coming up that side. Oh, I wonder where that led. So you finished in what, 5?
42.
Oof. Now, how about Jeff? Is he still out there? Yeah. You got anything in Jeff's car that you need?
Yeah.
Well done. Did you have any tide issues or?
I totally lost my coordination.
Yeah.
I was tripping.
Was it too low blood sugar or too much food in you? So we still got Jeff and the guy with the beard. What was his name? You reckon about 6:30? 6:15 now, yeah.
Yeah, I lost a lot of energy after. Everybody was telling me about the bear. I did hear about the bear, but I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Did you see that the girl, Chris?
Yeah.
You crossed paths with her?
Yeah, she was like, I just saw me.
Probably a cougar.
Yeah.
A cougar was watching
you. I think
the bear, like I saw a really, really fresh scat.
Yeah.
So I think the bear was near that really big bridge up by
The metal one? The one that's with the one cables?
Like, bright purple. Like it had eaten nothing but berries for like the past 6 months. It was actually like
purple oatmeal.
It was like, yeah. So, do you know where somewhere around 37K, there's like a big wide open road?
Yeah, the fire road.
Yeah, that's where the bear scout was.
Yeah, and then you come off it and there's the little stairs that go down.
Dead there.
That's like the only dead. One place where like, you could have run.
That's the fastest part. It was like running down this road pretty much, and I had to walk it because I was like so destroyed. I was like, oh my god, I'm walking on the fastest part of the trail.
Yeah, that's where everybody makes up like half an hour, yeah. You know.
I couldn't do a thing. I was just like so done. I got stung by 2 wasps too.
Oh, that doesn't help.
At the exact same time, I must have stepped on a nest or something. I'm actually curious.
Well, were you in a group at the time? Were you running close to your buddies?
I was just Sean. Yeah.
Okay, because that's what they say. The first one wakes them up, the second one gets them mad, and third one gets nailed. Because by then they've figured, who am I going to get? And the next guy along, bam, he gets stung.
Oh,
that's good. I got stung on the ankle, but it took about a week before the pain went away. If it's on the bone, I think it's worth.
No, they're Jaws socks from the dollar store.
Jaws.
Yeah. You have to run this far to get so sore that it makes you laugh.
Yeah. You're laughing with agony. I told them that I was waiting for you guys to come in. They were amazed. They said, 6 hours? You must be joking. Anyway, did you beat Sean's record? Sean, no. So he's going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can sleep easy tonight.
Too many wrong turns today.
What was the condition of the trail in general? Dry?
Dusty? Actually,
there were
parts where it was dusty. Yeah. Oh, it was so dusty. Like,
everything's sticking to your sweat.
People in the back are just dust.
That's the wrong end to open it, isn't it?
That's how the monkeys do it.
Ah, from the top.
Yeah.
Monkeys know what they're doing.
Okay. They know with bananas, yeah. Well, I hope that the Chris, the girl, she's gonna have a good time and get there in 10 hours or so. She wants to do 10 hours. Yeah.
I never even saw you. Like, you
I was hiding in the trees. Yeah, I was hiding in the trees.
You ran up the trail.
Most impressive thing you've seen this summer. 2 out of 4 have returned. This guy took the fire road there and came up at the top of the parking lot. And this guy came up this way.
Well, he went a little longer.
That's what I was telling him. He went a little longer.
So I'd like to see you go back down there and finish the fire road.
I was impressed that guy was in 10 hours.
Yeah, no, it's pretty grueling, as you know. Grueling. Yeah, this guy and I have spent the longest here today, I think. He's been here a little longer than me. I went for a couple of little jogabouts just to stay sane and warm. I didn't realize it would cool off so quickly here. You had good temperature for running. I'm sure you didn't dehydrate too much.
I think I filled my bottle 3 times.
Yeah, me too.
I did definitely run out.
I needed 1 more gel.
Yeah, the wind certainly helped. I'm sure that cooled off.
Yeah,
cooled you off a fair bit.
Down on the beach, it was actually
chilly. There must have been a bit of spray as well. You must have got sprayed a bit with the old ocean.
Oh man, we went on this. We actually made a few wrong turns too, so that added a few minutes. But we made one really cool wrong turn because we got right down onto like this cliff on the edge of the ocean.
Yeah.
And waves were like hammering this cliff and shooting straight up it.
Yeah. Were there many campers on the beach?
Yeah, there were a few.
Yeah, yeah.
There were.
There he goes.
Surfers out there.
Ha! Yeesh. So So Jeff is just coming 6:22. He said 6:30, didn't he? Oh, you said 6:30.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
He told me he hadn't done as much prep for this, so it's awesome. My knees hurt. I've never had my knees hurt. I think it's from all the falling.
You fell a few times?
Yeah.
Lucky you weren't carrying a glass bottle this year. One year he was. He said, oh, I don't need to drink. And then somebody said, yeah, you better drink. So he grabbed a bottle of San Pellegrino, filled it with water. There's this classic picture of him standing on the beach with boulders holding this bottle. Crazy. It's true. You wanna add that to my collection of biodegradable thingies? Good man. Yeah, what do they say? Haul it in and haul it out.
Your pants on there.
He's decent. he's got his trousers on. Yeah, well. I'm getting tired of drinking water all day. I think maybe I'll have a beer today. Quite easy to, if there's a choice of trails and you take the wrong one, you might end up on one that's just overgrown and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and you think, The classic Harrier's line is, oh, well, there always used to be a trail here. After 20 minutes of doing this kind of thing. So we have two finishers now. And there's still two more people to come in. And Sean was guessing 6:30, and that's what it is now, 6:30. I've gone back to stand on my little rock. So I get a good view of some of the trail anyway. Sean's girlfriend drove here, so she might suggest driving me back to town. What are your plans? Are you going to drive back to town?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, I didn't want to go too far in case you guys wanted to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would be guarding the car and say goodbye to you.
Nine in the morning, she was always, she needed to eat. Like,
yeah.
Right when she woke up, it was just her body, and I'd be like, I don't want to look at food for like 2 hours.
I can eat pretty much any time of the day or night. Mind you, I can drink beer almost any time of the day or night as well. That's the danger of brewing your own beer. You might feel like, do I want a bowl of cereal? Do I want a beer? I'll have a beer. And you say, but it's 9 in the morning. Oh, wow. I just won't have another one till 3.
7 p.m. somewhere.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, that's what they used to say about never drink before noon. Well, it's going to be noon somewhere in the world. Have these got apple in them? These are nutritious. Nutritious and delicious. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a good day for a run. And you didn't have any times when you had to sort of think, well, if we were any slower, we would have got stranded by the tide or anything like that?
The only time we thought that was after a wrong turn.
Mm-hmm.
didn't realize we were going the wrong way.
But there were a couple spots.
There was a couple spots where the water was.
You would have to.
I didn't think the tide would come up high enough.
Probably not. So they were both about as strong as each other at that stage?
Nat was a little stronger than Justin.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll see. Hopefully they keep each other going. You found what you're looking for? Oh, you look like a race walker. That's how they do it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you need to move the hips and you don't need to jump anymore.
No.
So keeping the feet on the ground is a good way. And you're going to be walking goofy anyway because of the pain.
Yeah.
Is that Andrew Papp salmon?
Oh, I don't know.
No, okay. You say Andrew gave you that water bottle.
Oh, Andrea.
Andrea, oh. Well, that's Shane's girlfriend.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sean's girl.
Okay.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks for the muffin. Matt with two T's. Is that Matthew?
Yeah.
There was another Matt that did it one year. I think Jeff was a little confused which Matt, but the other one was a German, Rob Mackey. They did the Sahara run.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They did the Marathon des Sables. There is the warden there. I wouldn't flash a beer.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go buy some water.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's been guarding the car all day for us. And I told him that you were doing this run, so he's quite aware of what you've managed to do today. He said most people do a 4 or 5 day run, hike, and these guys are doing it in 6 hours. What most people do in four days.
So badass.
Did you see the girl? Did she pass?
Yeah, she passed. There was a bear and a cub. Wow. I got stung twice.
You as well?
A bear and a cub. Oh, they got stung too?
Ben got stung twice on the leg.
Good. Because we figured they stirred the nest, and we figured they probably kicked through the nest. We were like a minute behind them at that point.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
But they got nailed as well. It wasn't just you.
Okay.
Amazing. Do you want me to take your picture with that?
Yeah, certainly. I know I don't have cell reception. I'm just going to fire this thing up and get my camera going.
All right. And where would you like this picture taken? Next to the Wonder Fucus 47K sign? Mind you, that 47K is as tough as some 100Ks.
Oh.
So I'm waiting for the last guy to come in. And that's the sound of a blue jay, a Stella jay. It's a West Coast blue jay. So the good thing about making a podcast with other people is that you don't really have to script it because they tell you what they experienced. You just have to be there to listen. I don't think Jeff would get lost. He might have had some gastric issues. That's normally what happens. If anybody has a bad day, it's normally their stomach. Well, it's worked out pretty well so far. Last place is already 6:49, so that's an hour and a bit slower than Sean. I might run in with him. Yeah. I gotta save my legs for tomorrow. But this little section that I've done a couple of times now is pretty flat. So, just trying not to trip. So, Matt thinks I'm going to have to drive the car. And he's looking forward to cracking a beer as well. I think I might have to stay on the wagon for another day till my beer's ready. Especially if I'm driving. don't need any more trouble with the police. How you doing? You've had better days. Anyway, well, Sean finished first in 5:42. This is how he finished. He went up there. So he came into the parking lot from the wrong end. But his friend came in this way, Ben, in 6:02 or 6:03. I wrote the times down.
Did they leave?
Yeah, they said that they weren't sure how long you would be,
yeah,
so when they knew I was by the car. And Matt just got in. He's been in for a little while now. He said he split up with you at the exact halfway point.
Yep.
21 point something.
Oh,
no,
23 point something.
Yeah. 24. Just undertrained, not quite enough strength, leg strength.
Yeah, I think I should have done more kills and stairs.
Yeah.
My quads were smashed even halfway through. My quads were smashed.
Yep.
At kilometer 24, I both quads cramping.
Yeah.
And I had done the distance, and I had done pretty good training, but I hadn't done my quads weren't prepared for the amount of contractions in the different camping. I like the camping now, I've been camping for 22 kilometers. I actually thought about pulling out at Botanical and Kentucky.
Yeah, well, that's been done before. Dan had to do that one year. He said, I can't do this. So he came out at Sombrio and got a ride to the end. Did you need to top it up?
I filled it up at Sombrio.
Okay.
But I should have filled it up more. Like I was going through way more water than I should have. Because I was going at a silly pace at the beginning, and I ended up
paying for it.
I ended up probably going through way too much water.
This guy's been pretty good. He's kept an eye on everything for us.
Yeah.
Last man's home. Yeah, they deserve it, eh? Yeah.
Glad everybody made it back in one piece. Gonna see some good times.